Are you individually millionaires yet?
No, that's another lousy room. I wish we were.
Oh,
I'm
a millionaire.
No, even he's not one poor fellow.
Where does all the money go?
Well, all of it goes to Her Majesty.
She's a millionaire.
If there are only three things you could do in Australia, what would they be?
Well, I don't know, really.
Well, I've been talking about it.
First of all, I think I'd like the tiny kangaroo dance sport. Then,
well,
some
of the
yeah.
After that, you know, who knows?
Is there anything you especially want to see apart from some sunshine?
Yeah, I fancy
Bill Kerr.
Okay. Is he going down to Wyoming?
I don't know.
Kangaroos and all that, dingoes and all that. Dingoes, he's coming off
somewhere. That's Australia,
Sam. Are you going out tonight?
I don't think so.
I'm not.
Well, you can still, I suppose.
Well, you're considered the
baby. No social life, what?
Paul? You're considered the baby of the Beatles.
Why has he done no tea?
Even though I'm 12 years younger than
that.
I'm not 50.
But everybody considers you baby or baby-faced or
thanks
baby
very
of the
much.
Group.
Thanks for all I do.
Paul, you're going to have our birthday shortly, but you don't expect to get any presents from the boys, I hear.
Oh, no, well, this is the thing, you see. It started... We got one for the 21st. Then whose birthday was after that? Ringo's. And we all forgot. Well, it was hectic, you know, and we forgot. And it's not as important for your 28th, is it? No, but it's just happened now that we just don't do it now.
And then it was my 21st, and the fellows kindly forgot, has it?
We forgot, yeah. So I hope they forget, because I'm going to feel
I'm
terrible if they don't.
Yours, you.
Thanks.
Well, Paul got me a wimpy in the coat for my 21st.
Imagine that was back in 39.
Oh, no.
They were more expensive.
Were you writing any poems while you're here? I don't know, you don't
get a chance to just feel like it, you know.
Paul, you won't mind us asking you this question, I'm sure. We read that there was some adverse comment in England about a couple of you fellows taking the girls on a holiday. How did you react to this? What did you think of this? What's your point of view? People here would like to know.
Narrow-minded, all I thought. That's all I can say.
The thing is, you know, they either go out with girls or and get talked about, or don't, and get talked about more, don't they?
John, your book's been a great success, and some people say it reminds them of the Goon Show, and some people say it reminds them of Finnegan's Wake by James Joyce. Have you ever heard the Goon Show? Have you ever read Finnegan's
I've
Wake?
I've heard the Goon Show, most of them, yeah, because I had a lot of time at home when that was going. I've never read Finnegan's Wake, and some other fellows just mentioned somebody else. It's like so Leacock. Many people, I've never heard of them. Leacock, isn't it?
Leacock.
John, talking about the Goon Show, what do you think a bald-headed Beetle would look like?
Well, he'd look like a fellow with no hair.
How do you think he'd make a living?
Well, there's some in America, there's a group of bald heads. You know, they don't stand a chance on earth, if you ask me.
Talking about your book, John, did you entirely write your book, or were you given help? Did you actually write
no,
it?
No, I mean, no, who's going to help you with a thing like that?
You never
No, if I was writing, people get ghostwriters for novels and things. Oh, well, I wrote in the beginning, he wrote a bit, he wrote the intro, and helped with a couple of the stories. He was only mentioned on one because they forgot. That's all.
See, George, did you get any benefit from your trip overseas?
Did I or do I?
Do you, from your trips overseas?
Yeah.
What
do
you get?
You see people, don't you? You see a different place that you wouldn't see if you didn't go on a trip overseas.
Do you enjoy traveling?
No, I don't like traveling, even if it's on a holiday, you know, or anything.
But you don't
traveling
think you
bits
of time to get
is
out,
terrible.
Do you?
But, all of us like seeing places to get there, but not for travelling.
We're hanging on to the time machine.
Are you very conscious of your responsibilities? I mean, teenagers dwell on your every comment and action. Do you feel very responsible towards this?
No, we just behave as normally as we can. You know, we don't feel as though we should preach this and tell them that. You know, let them do what they like.
We never used to believe it when in the old days. We used to open a magazine and it'd say, so-and-so doesn't drink, doesn't smoke, doesn't go out late. A bit funny. So, I mean, we just act normally and just hope that other people don't think we're a bit funny.
Now, you say you act normally, but how can you? How can you when you're getting so much money, when everywhere you go, people are pressing around
normal,
and they can't
though.
See anything?
Well, you know, I mean, normal
in the environment that surrounds you,
like
well, you're as normal as you can, don't you?
Correct.
You originally got started, I understand, you particularly, John, with the Skiffle group. Mm. Now, did this automatically grow into what is now the Beatles, or did this come over a period of quite a number of years?
Over a period of about 6 months, I think, over a year.
A bit longer, John.
I know I met Paul first, and he sort of joined this sort of group, and then George, and gradually changed, and it was just us three.
There's a great rumour going around that you only work on stage for about 12 or 14 minutes, is this correct?
We usually do half an hour.
Half an hour?
Yeah.
Two half an hours a night.
Because we've been doing half an hour each show for as long as we've, been sort of at it, except for ballrooms, and we used to do ballrooms.
Isn't it a bit disconcerting when you go on stage and do your numbers and all nobody hears them because all the girls are screaming?
Well, it's usually adults who don't hear them. In Hong Kong, in the paper it said, the Beatles fought a losing battle against the screens. Now, compared to other people, they were quite quiet.
What's your favourite entertainment medium? What would you like, best theatre or
television? I like films.
You don't mean for us?
For the Beatles, yes.
Oh, I thought you meant for when we're watching, having been entertained. I don't know, really. I think live shows are pretty good.
But they're all good because you get a change. Yeah. So that's the best thing, again, all of them together. Right.
Is it true that you originally auditioned for two record companies before you were finally signed by EMI Records?
Yeah, we made tapes for Decca and I think...
And Pi.
But we didn't actually go to Pi.
In fact, EMI turned us down, first of all. You did?
Yeah, first.
Oh, you may laugh.
Don't blame him after hearing the tapes.
And then George Martin, he from EMI, he decided to sign us up just himself, you see.
I think I've got on top of something.
How many records? Have you got any idea how many records you have sold? Around the world?
No, I asked our publisher to give me an idea.
Last time I heard it was around about 30 million.
30 million?
I don't understand.
Complaining, but I didn't know if it was raining.
Who has a Jaguar now? It's Paul.
No, it's George.
George?
No.
Do you all read music?
None of us.
Comics, you're good at comics.
You're talking about how you do like to be entertained. How do you like to be entertained? What's your budget and comedy?
Films, shows, nightclubs, cabaret, and things like that.
And you go to a nightclub or a cabaret with that?
Yeah.
Mob.
Yeah.
People don't walk around in mobs,
Is it true you can
go outside?
If you go to a nightclub, you're not going to bump into 500 kids, are you?
This nightclub in Liverpool, the Blue Angel, is that a nightclub you can sort of go to and relax?
It was when we were up there a lot, I don't know. All other places in Liverpool have got sort of...
Commercialised,
so that people come from all over the place to have a look at them, So I don't know, I haven't been for years.
Have you played the cat down because you were booked there?
We don't have to go anywhere.
You were booked a year or so ago, I understand.
Yeah, I know, but things are booked for us, but they're not booked completely without our knowledge. We're told that there's a possibility you might be going here or there, and if it wouldn't been like it, we'd say...
No, you didn't.
So that's why we said, it's the place to go. Oh,
great.
What was your Darwin reception like, by the way?
We didn't know.
Yeah, it was 3 in the morning, I think. And we didn't know until we got about an hour away from it. But apparently the press in Darwin... I think they guessed. Only some fella said that the police had been trying to keep it quiet here all day.
Well, the BOAC spokesman said...
Advertising again.
Said it wasn't definite, but there was a slight possibility.
He's been trying to get on it for hours.
Can I now?
Fellas,
did you enjoy doing the Shakespearean excerpt in your TV show?
Yeah. What? Except he made us rehearse for days.
And we still got it wrong.
Would you like to play legitimate Shakespeare?
Yeah.
I can't stand it.
Did you like the costumes?
Yeah, they were good for a laugh.
Mod.
This lad stood up the Owen of Moon present.
Yeah.
You've been liking the look of the Marx Brothers. Do you find it's a compliment? Do you dig this sort of thing?
It's a compliment. Well, not for the half. Yeah, they're funny, aren't they?
When are you going to play the London Palladium?
Oh, we don't know.
What are you all going to do tonight?
Well, we should go to sleep, really. We've only had about a couple of hours. But I'm hanging on, so I won't be getting up in the middle of the night and order breakfast, So that's what I'm going to do.
We'll probably watch telly.
You're not planning to go out to the nightclub anytime soon.
No.
Have you got an agreement that Jimmy mustn't speak?
No, he can't answer
Jim McLaughlin,
I can't answer questions which, I don't know nothing or anything about.
What's the group you play with in England?
Well, I've played with a lot of groups in England. Just before I left, I was playing with a rhythm and blues band.
You were the Blue Flames, weren't you, Paul?
Yeah, that's right. Well, only for a matter of days. Only until Friday, I only knew that I was doing this on Wednesday. You know.
Is Brian Epstein manager?
I don't really know. No, he doesn't.
I don't really know. You'd know it if he did.
Jimmy, what was your first reaction when you were told that you were going to play with the Beatles?
I couldn't believe it, really.
Did you have to do much rehearsal with the boys to get their style?
No, we only rehearsed about five or six numbers, which took up an hour. And
away you went.
Yeah.
In other words, do you have contracts between yourselves?
Well, we've got a partnership. There's some sort of that's contract. What you mean.
No, what I meant
was, you mean personally,
could George think... suddenly decide to leave the Beatles group? Could you do that?
Of course he could, because, I mean, we would stop him.
He'd enjoy your holidays to Tahiti and the Caribbean, wasn't it?
Yeah, we met one of your... Some fella came swimming behind me saying, "You're having a good time." Sydney,
yeah. Saying, "I've come all the way from Sydney."
Yeah, as if it was my fault.
Why did you split up and take your holidays?
I never liked them.
It makes it harder for people to cross to catch us up. Before. If we all go together, it's a cinch, you know, going to an airport.
And anyway, besides all that, Paul and Ringo fancied going to wherever they went, and I don't know what happened to us. Somebody just gave us the tickets.
What do your family think about all the attention showered on you?
Well, naturally, they like it, and they're all proud, and, you know, it's just like if you had a son, what was a Beatle, or even if you didn't, you know. You're bound to like it more than any other grown-up.
You live fairly close together in Liverpool?
Yeah.
All fellows who work so close together so often and stay and travel together, you must have an occasional argument. So how do you work it out of your system apart from going away on holidays?
Well, it's usually two against one or three against one.
We don't have serious arguments. Or whoever can shout loudest. Another one settles it.
It's reported that the Rolling Stones are bigger than the Beatles in England. Do you have any comment on that?
Well, it's untrue.
Sometimes untrue things are reported.
Oh, yeah.
Dave Clark was bigger than us last year. And Brian Poole the month before.
Records and things like that disprove it. You know, they're not bigger than us, but they're big.
Do you enjoy being the Beatles, the Beatles, as much as you did, say, a couple of years ago?
Yeah. It's a different way, of course, but it's still not.
Well, just about sums it up. Being scared, that's the end of our telecast.
Cool. Are you interested in sport at all?
No.
What about
swimming, you know.
Other sport?
You think
you're religious?
The way we swim.
Are we religious?
No.
I'm not really.
Would you like a kangaroo when you arrive at the airport?
Oh, yeah. You know what happened last time you mentioned? He's mentioned a horse or something. Somebody's brought a horse round to the stage door.
I'm sorry that the weather was so shocking. It could not have been worse.
Well, it's different, isn't it? You know.
Is it like that in Liverpool?
No, I've never... Not as hard as that rain. I've never seen that, except for in Tahiti.
What? Rain in Tahiti?
Yeah, it rained a couple of days when we first got there. I thought it was the end of the world. It was like a monsoon.
What? How did you feel about getting wet through like that? I mean, that was a great thing to do for your fans.
We were having hysterics laughing. It was so funny coming to Australia and getting on a big van all soaking wet, you know. And at least the kids got wet for hours, you know, so we only got wet for about a quarter of an hour, which is not much compared to that, is it?
What upset me, John, was the fact you were wearing those new coachman coats or batwing coats for the first time. They must be ruined.
They're not, actually. We got them pressed as soon as we got in. They're all right.
The Hong Kong tailoring is all right, then?
Well, he was an Indian, actually.
Paul, what was it like out there on the tarmac?
It was a bit of a pity, actually, because I was thinking, well, showing off my flash suit, but it just got soaked through.
I've just been advised, and Paul told me that this was not going to happen, that your next release in America is going to be a song called A Hard Day's Night. It'll come out on the 26th of June.
I think Long Tall Sally's the next release in America.
Well, according to Cashbox this week, it's A Hard Day's Night.
Oh, okay, I give it. I only know
what
happens in England, you know, because they all make their own singles out of the LPs everywhere else.
Say something for the Australians.
Hello, cover. How's Wagga Wagga? That's all I can say. Didgeridoo and all that.
Thank you, John Lennon. Paul, you're probably the lady killer Beatle. What is your impression of the Australian ladies?
Very nice.
Why are you always surrounded by the ladies?
I'm chatting them up. Chatting them up, yeah.
What does chatting them up mean?
Fun?
What does chatting them up mean? Oh, it's a pommy expression. You're in Australia, mate.
Look, we invented the language. What are you talking about?
What, the Liverpudlians invented it? Or desecrated it?
Us British chaps.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I'm sorry that the weather was so shocking. It could not have been worse.
Well, it's different, isn't it? You know.
Is it like that in Liverpool?
No, I've never, not as hard as that rain. I've never seen that, except for in Tahiti.
What? Rain in Tahiti?
Yeah, it rained a couple of days when we first got there. I thought it was the end of the world. It was like a monsoon.
What? How did you feel about getting wet through like that? I mean, that was a great thing to do for your fans.
We were having hysterics laughing. It was so funny coming to Australia and getting on a big van all soaking wet, you know. And at least the kids got wet for hours, you know, so we only got wet for about a quarter of an hour, which is not much compared to that, is it?
What upset me, John, was the fact you were wearing those new coachman coats or batwing coats for the first time. They must be ruined.
They're not, actually. We got them pressed as soon as we got in. They're all right.
The Hong Kong tailoring is all right, then?
Well, he was an Indian, actually.
Paul, what was it like out there on the tarmac?
Yeah, it was a bit of a pity, actually, because I was thinking, well, showing off my flash suit, but it just got soaked through.
I've just been advised, and Paul told me that this was not going to happen, that your next release in America is going to be a song called A Hard Day's Night. It'll come out on the 26th of June.
I think Long Tall Sally's the next release in America.
Well, according to Cashbox this week, it's a hard day's night.
Oh, okay, I'll give it. I only know what we...
No, well, that's
what
true.
What happens in England, you know, because they all make their own singles out of the LPs everywhere else.
Say something for the Australians.
Hello, cover. How's Wagga Wagga?
That's all I can say. Didgeridoo and all that.
Thank you, John Lennon. Paul, you're probably the lady killer Beatle. What is your impression of the Australian ladies?
Very nice.
Why are you always surrounded by the ladies?
I'm chatting them up. Chatting them up here.
What does chatting them up mean?
Pardon?
What does chatting them up mean? Oh, it's look, a pommy look. Expression. You're in Australia, mate.
Look, we invented the language. What are you talking about?
What, the Liverpudlians invented it? Or desecrated it?
Us British chaps.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Jimmy's a Cockney. Well, not a Cockney, but very nearly.
Yes, I live in London. I wasn't born under the sound of Bow Bells, but I come from a place called Barnes, which is about 6 miles outside of London.
We found some of your cousins you're going to meet later in the day, and I hope you'll find...
Yeah. Oh, that's marvellous.
I hope you'll find some more relatives while you're here.
Yeah, so do I.
What would you like especially to do while you're in Australia?
Well, this outback, you know, I've heard of this word outback and
it's
I'd like
big open spaces.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what it means. Yeah. Yeah, I fancy going there.
You'll have a little trouble getting there, I think, because it's a long way out back, you see.
Is it?
Are you going to buy any camel seats, is it? Camel seats you bought?
No, I bought a camel seat in Bangkok, yes. I want some...
kangaroo seats. No, I'm putting you on.
Yeah, you're putting me on. Some of those things that go... Well, boomerangs, that's right, yes, and some spears and things, you know.
All right, and I hope like a boomerang you will come back, Jimmy.
Oh, so do I.
John, what's your reaction to the press? Because I notice you often have a shot at the press.
Well, I don't really have a shot. I only have a shot at somebody else's shot at me. They were very good, you know, the well-mannered press, I thought.
Have you read the stories about you this morning in the papers?
Yes, and I thought that, I mean, they reported quite accurately, most of it, and it was quite good.
Now, Ringo will now be here on Monday.
That's what I read. I thought he was coming Sunday.
I see he's well and happy as he came out of hospital. You'll be pleased at that news.
Yeah, that's good.
Did you look across the... That's a close picture he's taking, isn't it?
Fish eye, it'll distort your face.
Ah, this is one of these fish eye cameras. Yeah. George is sitting beside John and he's taking a picture of me from about 6 inches away. What is this camera? Did you buy it in Hong Kong?
No. We all bought them in England ages ago. But this lens is a funny one called a fisheye. And actually, we hate having our pictures taken with them.
Because when they come out, you know, it's just all distorted. You look like a dustbin or something. So I'm doing one of you. Get my own back.
Thank you very much. Now, yes, I wanted to ask. Oh, my goodness. He's about 1 inch away that time. George is the boy who appeared in underpants yesterday.
Actually, he wasn't. It was a towel I had wrapped around me. But, you know, we were watching on TV and they were saying, I wonder why they're not coming out to wave. And there was no way we could tell them that we didn't have any dry trousers.
None of us had any clothes.
So anyway, in the end, we went, Paul and John got a pair of trousers from somewhere, and I went with a towel around me just to wave. Now, otherwise, I think they might have thought we were trying to be funny.
George, you look out the window flying to Adelaide, you see sunshine. And that's a pleasant thing to see after Sydney.
Yeah, it's a bit of a change after all the rain.
I see that these What Is It stories have caught on here as they have overseas. You have an E-type, Jack. Would you like to tell us the What Is It story about the thing that comes out of the ground at 100 miles an hour? Could we have that one?
What is the tree? Oh, red, and comes out the ground under mile an hour, yeah. And E-type carrot, friends.
Thank you, fellas.
Oh, thank you, Bob. Cheerio.
See you, Bob.
Keep looking the records. Buy me book. Correct?
Thank you. Can we switch that off? This is Jimmy Nicol, who is perhaps the only member of the Beatles who's able to move around a little, although he does get mobbed. He appeared last night at Checkers with Frances Fate. You played drums with her, though, I believe, during her act, didn't you?
Yes, a second performance at the club, yeah.
Isn't this difficult to do, not having worked with her before?
If you've got soul, man, you can do it.
That's fine. Had you seen Frances before?
No, never.
Jimmy, have a wonderful time.
Thanks a lot, Bob.
Paul the Renegade always tries to get out of the hotel, but never does.
Me? No, not really. I just couldn't sleep last night, so I just decided to go and see what Sydney was like.
You're still
a prisoner. I couldn't find him, though.
A prisoner of his own fame, I think, and this is something we've talked about before. It happened in Karachi when you went out at 2:10 in the morning, yet you tried to venture forth in the heart of King's Cross at 11:30 at night.
Yeah, well, I'm a tourist at heart, you know.
You're not going to see much of Australia if this continues, though, are you?
You never know. One of these days, I'll make it.
In other words, you'll try and get out of the hotel where you're staying in Adelaide to see a little of Adelaide.
Well, I don't know. You know, I might do. I quite fancy seeing the places, you know. It's the only thing I don't like when we never get a chance to see them. So, sometimes go on little sightseeing tours at night, you know.
Now you've had 24 hours in Australia. What's your reaction to everything?
I think it's a great place, you know, a nice place. We haven't had much decent weather yet, but apparently it should be a bit better in Adelaide, somebody said. Because Sydney wasn't very good weather, was he?
Sydney weather was the worst that you'd ever find it anywhere, I should think.
Yes, I think it must have been the mongoose season.